Are you ready to live today, or are you going to wait till tomorrow? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Are you ready to live in today, or are you going to wait until tomorrow? Ellen has retained the services of a landscaping man who is scaping our land, taking off the big dead trees that had fallen over the years and just had always lain there because there was no reason to move them. But we're making a park out of our 104 acres here, and Ellen, little by little, is sculpting this park with all her imagination, all her love, and all her creativity. Now, it's quite interesting to do that. It's quite interesting to do that. But how is it going to ever be done? How is it ever going to be accomplished? It's only going to be accomplished only when you have it first done in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. If you have it first done in your consciousness, then the living up to it, having it happen, is nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the first way to make a beautiful landscaped yard, you might say? What's a good way to do that? Well, the best way to do it is to praise it just like it is. You look at your yard, it's full of bottles and cans and trash and all sorts of things that don't make it very attractive. And you look at it and you say, this is my yard and it is beautiful. And people would look at you and say, your version of beauty is a little different than mine. But you see beyond the appearances. If you didn't see beyond the appearances, you would never take the project, because you would see only the appearances and you would say, never changing. That is done that way. I was walking the path and going over to the embassy to take care of some things for Ellen, and on the way down the hill I came down the Om path that Heinz had so beautifully crafted there. I saw this rock, a big rock with the word Om on it. It's in a location that nobody ever sees because nobody ever walks up that path. And so I thought, we have on the front lawn of the hermit monastery here a little part where grass just does not seem to want to grow. Now if we took that Om rock and put it right in the middle of that area where the grass doesn't want to grow, and then with no rush, every day bring in one or two stones, bring in some beautiful stones to decorate around it wherever the grass is not growing, and make a little stone patch to sort of complement the big stone on which the word Om has been chiseled by Heinz. And I thought, that would be very nice. Now, I said to myself, I said, I can lift it and carry it, but that's foolish, because it's a very, very large, heavy piece of stone. Now, I could take the tractor and go up there and lay it into the tractor's bib and pick it up and bring it down, but I don't want to drive the tractor on the lawn. So I would take it off the tractor onto the little lift truck, the little hand truck, you know, and lean it on there and then pull it in place and then drop it so that it could be stood up right and dug into the ground 4 or 5 inches and make it stand up nicely. And I thought, that's a very small thing. Now, what did I do?
Dream your dream.
I saw it done. I see it done now. I see that rock standing in that location, and I see all sorts of beautiful pebble rocks around it, or flat rocks, or whatever might come, you know. And it doesn't really have to be one or the other, because it can be a rippling effect. And in fact, we can have even a little rippling stream effect of rock around the Om itself. And every morning when we come here to the monastery, first thing we do is have our Om. So we'd be greeted outdoors by the Om rock, and then we come in and we have our Om. Now, can you see it?
Yes.
What's wrong with you? That's my vision. That's my dream. That's my thought. But you see how easy it could be? Now, did each one of you think, oh, I know a little stone that I'd like to put there. Now, how many of us are here right here now?
Five
of us. So there's five little stones that each one of us have in mind. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we could be out for a walk. Well, after a week or so of being there, every day we bring home a stone or two or three and put them in place in no time at all. It'd be beautiful.
Good idea. It'd
be quite lovely.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to concern about the grass not wanting to grow there. But who knows what kind of acid is in the soil from other types of trees or plants that grew there, you know. All other places around there, the grass grows just luxuriantly and beautiful. But that little area, it has always been, well, who knows, maybe the dogs have been using that as a training place, you know, to mark it. That's their marking space. So then they start marking the Om rock. That would be something, wouldn't it? But you see, when you visualize something, you see it already done. You don't visualize it as to be. You don't visualize like an architect might. An architect first visualizes the building complete. And then he puts details in it. But first he visualizes it complete. If he doesn't, he cannot put the details. And why is it? And this is a very interesting question. Why is it that if you're going to make changes in the architectural design, there's quite a heavy price for it? Why? Well, you have to rearrange the plumbing, the electricity, you have to rearrange the windows, you have to rearrange all sorts of things just by one little change of a room added on or something like that. It takes quite a bit of planning. And you want it to be integral in the house. And I was walking along, and I was looking at the Shangri-La. And I was thinking, now, basically, it's a good little house, but it just needs to be ripped out inside and outside and sort of done over. And then I thought, now, it is best if we just completely rip out all the wiring inside, because we don't know what condition it's in, having been built way back in the 59, somewhere in there, and that's a few years ago, and it was not built up to code, because there was no code that controlled how it was done, and so a little here and a little there, but just rip off the siding inside and outside the house, pull out all the wiring, put in all new wiring, which is a very simple thing to do when you start from scratch, and put in all new switches and all new links and so forth. And for a very nominal sum, you can have rewiring done beautifully. And the holes are already drilled for the other wires, so you just use the same holes and come through with your tube and do it in the proper way. Now, what do I see? I say wiring. When I say wiring, mentally I look at the Shangri-La, and I see all the paneling off, and I see all the wiring done perfectly, brand new wiring with all new fixtures and all new light switches and everything else, really terrific, just designed perfectly. And then I say, the wiring is all in, now the fixtures are all in. Now, but before the fixtures can go in, you got to put up the ceiling panels and the wall panels and the outside panels. So, zip, 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 that goes up 4x8 sheets, you know, very quickly. And then you put on your inner lighting panels and so forth, and in no time at all, it's quite beautiful. Now the floor, it has a very nice hardwood floor, but the floor is not necessarily consistent throughout. So what you do, you just lay down a new set of sheets of 4x8. And you go over the whole thing, putting a whole new flooring down, leveling it perfectly, shimmying it where it needs to be and tightening it. And then you either carpet it or you tile it or you do whatever and zip, zip, zip. It's like done like a bunny. But this is the beautiful thing about it. And as for me, I would take our tractor and I would mound the dirt up around the outside of the house until it's right next to the door threshold. And I would have the whole terrace all around the house, all up there. Then I put a concrete slab on that, you know, like 4 or 5 feet from the house, so that you have it accessible. And they do away with the back porch. It do away with the front porch. It would just be all level and beautiful. And you say, my goodness, that'd make quite a change. Well, maybe, and maybe not. But the thing of what it would do would be that it would make it all like a brand new house. It'd be like a ranch-type house, really lovely. And the nice thing about the embassy house, it is all level with the ground. Here at the monastery, instead of making it level, you had it up and up, and then you had to walk up into this and walk down into that and walk over into this, and you go into the TV room or the DVD room, and it's about almost 2 feet lower than the rest of the house. And then you step out into the garage and you go back into the publishing room. And so you see, everything level, everything balanced, everything harmonious. And you say, well, what about water coming in? Well, that's no problem. You have a pipe along the edge of the house which is draining away that water. Anytime any water that gets that close, it just drains away. Now, do we have any leakage or water over at the embassy?
No.
No problem. Because I got after them very definitely about that. They didn't want to do what I wanted done. I said, I want that level with the ground. And they didn't want to do it, but they did it. And I said, I want everything level with the ground. I want the swimming pool level with the ground. I want the jacuzzi level with the ground. Well, there's a big stone under there. Well, break it out and take it out. But hey, do it. Do it. And they did it, and it really wasn't that big a job. Once they started breaking the stone, it fell all apart. But you see, none of that could have happened if I hadn't had in my mind and heart a vision of it finished. And just like you have a vision of things finished in your life, of the various dreams you have for yourself, well, stay with it. Stay with it. Some dreams take a little while to manifest. Other dreams come so quickly, you never realize that they could happen so fast. But that's just the way it is. And when you're ready for it, you're ready for it. And if you're not ready for it, it just walks by your door and doesn't stop to say howdy or anything. And you say, what happened? What happened? Where'd it go? Well, you were not on duty. You were not paying attention. And this is true. People walk by our life, they smile at us, they want to involve us in their life, and we say, oh, no, no, I don't want anything to do with them. They've had this problem, they've had that problem, they've been in prison, or they've been on drugs, and they've been here and there and everything. And, hey, the minute we start judging anybody, we start losing sight of the real blessing. What's the real blessing? Being ourselves and having fun. That's what we want to do. That's how we want to live our life. Be ourselves and have fun. See any project that you have in your mind already done and stay with it. But don't go remodeling it, because every time you remodel it, you're putting a whole new cause in motion, a whole new picture. If you dream of your ideal house and then little by little you keep adding to it, well, I want a swimming pool in the backyard and a tennis court and a vineyard and things like that. Well, pretty soon, you don't have that house that you visualize for yourself. Go for that house. Manifest it. Reveal it. And then let the other things be revealed too. Could you have an extended backyard that has all these other things in it? Sure. But the thing is, take your dream and stand firm with it. Don't let conditions, circumstances, and desires make you change from one dream to another, because pretty soon you have none. But always stand up for who you are and be yourself and have fun. And just watch how quickly you reveal all the dreams that you ever had manifest in your life right now. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.